Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the fields. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake me, promise divine that heaven may fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, Lord, in my soul, there, glory mine.
Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come another Lord's Day. We come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts, bringing all of our burdens and our cares and laying them at the foot of the cross. We're asking you, dear Father, as you extend your loving arms out toward us, help us to be humble enough and obedient enough to follow the word of God implicitly. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, help us, your children, be the kind of children you would have us to be, the kind of children that's carrying your gospel to a dying and perishing generation, the kind of children that will stand forceful on the word of God, knowing that those who are meeting and grouping in darkness has to come before the fold before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying to you, dear Father, that as we preach your word, that we, your children, will learn how to humble ourselves, be obedient to the word of God, and above all, be loving toward all men, but especially those with a household of faith. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, let us, your children, be willing to teach and preach the word of God wherever we go, that we, your children, can let others see us and see our light, and when they see our light shining so bright, will come and ask him, what must I do to be saved? See, Father, we must let our light shine so brightly. See, darkness cannot put out darkness. Only light can do that. And as our light shine, let it shine on the whole world. We're also praying to the Father that we will sit down at the table of brotherhood where men are grouping and meeting in darkness. Help us to teach them the word of God. Help us to help them to see what thus saith the Lord. And once we teach this word of God, let us lock hand in hand and arm in arm in love and faith and march on to glory. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, continue to go through this world, we will take the time to look out and seek out our sick and our shut in, those who are incarcerated, those who are bedridden, those who are locked up. Let us, your children, go to them and declare the word of God, and help them to receive with meekness that engrafted word which is able to save their souls. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, continue to go in this world and through this land and country, that we will be willing to preach and teach and to march in hell if necessary to carry the wonderful word of God. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those preacher brothers who preach before us every Lord's Day. Those who stand forceful on the word of God. Those who preach and teach everything what thus saith the Lord. Help them to continue to humble themselves, carry this word of God to all of the world, so the world will know you in the pardons of their sins. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of our sick and our shut in, those who are down and those who are bedridden, those who cannot come to the church. We're asking that we will come in contact with them, deliver a portion of your word to them, and help them to have a repentant spirit, get up and come back to the fold before it's the day and everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who are preaching tirelessly, trying to make their calling and election sure. Give them the fortitude to continue to preach and teach the word of God. Give them the kind of love that manifests out toward mankind. Give them the understanding of what they must do in order to make heaven their home. And once they've done these things, dear Father, help them to come to the fold before it's everlasting too late and march to heaven with us. Help us to become a mighty army that does not know retreat and that we won't turn around. Help us to understand that after we do all of these things you have commanded of us, you will accept us in your home and give us one of the mansions that you have prepared for us. And once we've done this and you accept us, dear Father, this will truly be enough. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let us all say amen. Amen.
Wondrous love I see, freely shown for you and me. By the one who did atone, just to show his majesty's grace, Jesus suffered common grace. In this sin of me alone. Oh, what love on me was shown. He is forever to be, all of the deep within me, when he suffered all alone. Tarry here, he told us free, tarry here and watch on me. Thank you.
prepare our mind for the Lord's Supper. We're going to read from Genesis 26 and 1. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave the disciples, said, Take, eat, this is my body. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now to take this loaf that represents the body of Christ. And we pray that as we do this, that it could be done in a manner that is suitable to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.